Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu التنافس في أمور الآخرة والاستكثار مما يتبرك به. The chapter on competing in matters of the year after and to desire much of that which is blessed. Things that are blessed, there's barakat in certain things. We should be desiring that and we should be competing, vying with one another as far as the akhirat is concerned. قال الله تعالى وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. We read this in the Fajr namaz this morning. Allah Ta'ala says, it is for this that competitors should compete. In other words, it is with matters relating to akhirat that you should compete. If you look at the Quran and your hadith, in the hadith, you'll never find even one time there is encouragement to compete as far as this world is concerned. There isn't anything. In fact, there is the competition as far as thinking of akhirat is concerned, doing good actions for akhirat. But never ever, you'll ever find any type of encouragement for competing in worldly matters. Worldly matters, there's no competition. But when it comes for things of akhirat, when it comes of things where a person can take blessings, he can assist, he can help, and he can benefit himself, he can benefit others as far as the akhirat is concerned, now a person is going all out to make an effort to see how he can do that. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بشراب فشرب منه وعن يمينه غلام وعن يساره الأشياخ فقال للغلام أتأذن لي أن أعطي هؤلاء فقال الغلام لا والله يا رسول الله لا أوثر بنصيبي منك أحدا فتله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يده متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that a drink was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he drank some of it. This hadith is just saying a drink was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find from other hadith that this was Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the Mubarak wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our mother. Now when this drink was brought, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drank some of it. And on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on his right was a young boy and on his left were old people. So on his right was a young boy and on his left was old people. One of the old persons that was on his left was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu. And the boy that was on his right was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. So on his right was a young boy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seated. He took some drink. And there was still some left over. So naturally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass it. And his style was, and this is what we are taught also, that when people are sitting in an orderly fashion, in some type of a pattern, then start from the right. One is you get a big crowd where everyone is sitting mixed up. And one is you get, for example, a person sitting on a dastarkhan, there's an orderly manner that they were sitting, or people are sitting in a circle, or sometimes people are sitting on a table, but it's set in some orderly manner, then you should start serving from the right. The person that has got and he's serving and he's passing, he should pass on to the right. This is the adab and etiquette that we are taught. So on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's right hand side was a young boy. And on his left hand side, as we mentioned, was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Both of them, the khala was Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mother. This was the khala. So the khala was serving it. So she brought this drink. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to give the old person first, but the adab and etiquette is to start on the right hand side. So look at the mubarak and the beautiful manner in way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked on his right, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he said, do you grant me permission to give it to them? In other words, the older people, do you grant me permission to pass it to them? Have I got your permission? Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that if you want to break the tartib, then this is the way of doing it. Get permission from the person on the right and then give it to the people on the left, even though they may be older. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah that you grant me permission to give it to them. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah replied, no, by Allah, I will not give preference to anyone regarding my share from you. He says, no, by Allah, I will not give anybody preference regarding my share. In other words, this barakah that I'm going to get from your leftover, I want to take it directly. Before anybody else can take, I want to take, so I get your barakah. Now this hadith is showing us the desire that they had for barakah. Imagine, they were the youngsters of that time. But their desire was not to go and score goals and follow one team to see the team wins. And if the team has to lose in a semi-final of the World Cup, they're all crying. All the youngsters' spirits are broken. That our team has lost. But what was the desire? How I can take the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't let this barakat go. This is what I want. And this was the desire of the youth of that time. Is how they can give their lives in the path of Allah. How they can get akhirat. How they can advance as far as the akhirat is concerned. Something for us to see. That not only us, our youth. Even our old people and ourselves also. We should. No one should ever think that we are young. That we all got the desire of dunya and dunya and dunya. But look at Sahaba. This was their beautiful desire. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, by Allah, I will not give preference to anyone regarding my share from you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed it in his hand. In other words, you have the first right, take it. So he took it. So this hadith is teaching us that for a few things. One is the sunnah to begin from the right when serving people, even if the people on the left are nobler in status. So one should honor the rights of all, irrespective of the age. Or sometimes what you can do, if you're serving and people on the table, then give the person that is bringing the food, etc., he should give the senior person first. And now when the senior person is passing, he'll pass it to his right. So that is one way of honoring it. But if the food is already there, for example, the dal is there, the rice is there, now the person that needs to pass it, he should be passing it to the right-hand side. And that is the tartib that should be used. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Everything has been taught to us in our deen. Such refinement. How to use the toilet, what direction to face in the toilet, which foot to go into the toilet, to leave the toilet, leaving the masjid, entering the masjid, to such an extent that even if we're passing something, we are showed in our deen, which direction also we must pass. What a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us, hasn't left us yatim to the least extent. Therefore, every day we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this beautiful deen that He has given us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yashifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.